Good Monday morning, live from our KGGF studios here in downtown Coffeyville. I'm Sam Spang. Glad you're with us here on the first Monday of July, first day of July. As, again, we mentioned, we were going to be joined by CCC this morning. Instead of Yvonne Hull, it is Chris Adams and Kelsey Wyatt. Ladies, thanks so much for joining and stepping in this morning. Is Yvonne vacation, something like that, for the 4th, or where's Yvonne at this morning?
She's on vacation.
On vacation. Figured it would be. Well, again, Kelsey, Chris, thank you guys so much for stepping in and talking on behalf of Coffeyville Community College. I've always appreciated our relationship between the station and the college as well. It's given me an opportunity to call games for a pretty good sports squad as well, football and basketball. So, well, speaking of that, it's probably a good chance to other athletics or kind of in that range. Chance Merrill, we were kind of following him throughout the year, and finally he finished up. But a big shout out to him is where did he finish at officially?
He's finished 6th in the nation.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So not only, I mean, we had a volleyball team that takes the national championship, but we had a basketball team make some runs, and then Chance Merrill made his run at the national as well. So what is this Raven review, and when can we expect it to be out?
So the Raven review is actually just an alumni newsletter that will go out, and it'll just kind of brief the community, our stakeholders, and all of our alumni of like all those super awesome things. And so they actually were just put in mailboxes and being sent out, so people should get them kind of this week, early next week.
Cool.
So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, it's almost like a newsletter or whatever, kind of like a schedule and maps things out and things like that. So, well, I know with the next thing kind of on here as well, be a part of that Raven Review, kind of your community classes. I know you guys do these throughout the summer as well as those, but would that be something in the review, or what kind of is all a part of the review, just like events throughout the summer or things like that?
It's just like the events and different things that are going on at the college.
Gotcha. Well, let's talk about the classes then, because I know you guys do have some community classes coming up. We'll start up here with cookie decorating, I guess. When is that happening?
So we don't actually have set dates yet. What we have is our community snapshot, and it's kind of handed out throughout town. Mm-hmm. So the chamber has some. Of course, people can always come into the college and get some, too. But all we have is that they're listed in the fall. So if people are interested in the classes, they can check out our social media sites and can enroll through that way. But the classes are really kind of cool because they're small specialty classes. A lot of times the community gets to bring home like something tangible, like a dozen cookies, or with this essential oils, they're doing like a Harry Potter theme. And so they're making all sorts of like cleaners and calming, relaxing things. And then pottery is always just a really great one with Michael DeRosa that people get to go in and just learn something new, and they're short and sweet and simple. So
yeah, well, and with these kind of courses, you know, it is interactive, and you are in a class and things, but yeah, as you had mentioned, they're kind of smaller, more intimate, as you would like with a one-on-one, but you know, you have some, whether they're friends or colleagues or just other community members around you kind of learning the same thing. And then there's nothing wrong bringing home a dozen of cookies or a piece of pottery or essential oil, something like that. So kind of just noting it down for at this point that these are going to be coming in the fall time. Do you think it'll be by the time fall semester starts, or will it still be during the summer break probably?
It'll be kind of throughout the fall semester. Okay. So I know with the essential oils, there might be one or two different variations, like one around Halloween time and one around Christmas.
Gotcha.
Last year they did cookie decorating over Valentine's Day, I think. And so this year they might kind of coordinate it with a holiday, so Halloween, Thanksgiving.
Nice.
That's not saying that that's what they're going to do, but it'd be really cool.
Yeah, not only that, but it'd be an easy gift-giving opportunity,
yes.
You know, for you to make something or put something together and do that. So very neat. So again, just kind of keep around the Facebook, social medias, as well as the website, Coffeyville Community College, for those courses that, again, will be throughout the fall semester. But let's slow things down a little bit. I want to enjoy summer here. I want to enjoy summer, but I know there are some kids in courses right now, or actually session two gets started pretty quickly. I believe it's next week, looks like. Do they still have some time to enroll?
Yes, they do have some time to enroll. And these are all online courses this month. So.
Okay, gotcha. And then is there any cutoff day? I know it's the 9th is when it officially gets started, but is there any cutoff day officially? Is it the end of this week, or when would the enrollment time kind of cut off for it?
So students really actually can enroll up until the very first day of class. It's recommended that they're definitely in class on the first day of class because these summer classes just go so fast. They're in and out in a month, and so I would just advise them being in the class no later than July 9th.
Okay. Well, and yeah, with that, it's very concentrated into that 1 month. So missing one day, you could miss a drastic amount of information with that. So is there any preliminary things that you would suggest to do, you know, having some things ready? Is there any paperwork that you need to do, or is it kind of just kind of sign up, or what are those preliminary actions I need to do, if any?
So I would always advise students, if they haven't already, to fill out their FAFSA. So we kind of have the new protocol set in place where in order to enroll, you have to have your FAFSA filled out anyways, unless you want to pay a deposit, which either way is just fine.
Yeah.
But once they have that FAFSA started, if they meet with an advisor or meet with somebody who's willing to enroll them, that really should be kind of jumpstart to like get them ready and good to go.
Yeah, easy enough. And if I've learned anything from, you know, going through school with financials, things like that, it's always good to be ahead of the game. You don't want to have it come up on the 7th or the 8th and be like, oh, I need to do this. So with that, we're coming up. Our campus is still closed on Friday. Well, not campuses, I guess, because the kids need to go to class. Or you don't get to skip out on Fridays. But in terms of offices, are they still closed for the summertime?
Yes, we are closed on Fridays, and then we're obviously closed for 4th of July.
Closed for 4th of July, so it'll be just that Thursday, Friday. And is that offices well, I guess if there's any courses on the 4th of July as well, or are those courses not planned for that day, or do they still have to go to class?
So the classes that they'll be taking are online, so they don't even have to come in.
Makes sense.
So our entire campus will be closed the 4th and the 5th.
Gotcha, 4th and the 5th and into that. So just keep that in mind if you're around that area or wanting to get into Coffeyville Community College. Looks like you just have to wait till next Monday if it's at the end of the week. So looks like also I'm, you know, played golf, a little golf in high school, a little golf afterwards, and still do. I was interested in getting signed up, but I don't know if I'll be able to make it. But you guys have got a golf classic coming up here, a golf tournament.
Yes, and it's a $60 per person. It's a four-person team scramble. They play at the country club here in Coffeyville, and you must be signed up by the 12th of July.
Gotcha. So with that, it's on July 20th. Is there any, you know, do you have to have a group or specifically? Oh, yeah. So it says four-person teams. Needs to have that in. So that looks like a pretty cool, you know, idea. Is it similar to what your auction and like the duck races, things like that, to where the proceeds go into different programs, or where do the proceeds go directly?
It'll help go back and benefit our athletic department. And also too, just a note, so they encourage four-person teams, but if you don't have a team and you are just have one or two people, they'll figure it out like once you get there. So don't feel like you have to have a team to play. It's just a little easier.
Yeah, it
just
is.
Don't have me on your team because I'm not very good.
Again, go out, have some fun, and more importantly, support a great Coffeyville Community College. So $60 per person, that's coming up on July 20th. And as Kelsey had mentioned, when is it cutoff day? When does those have to be in?
July 12th.
Okay, July 12th. So still got some time with that. Looks like, are you adding a fifth show that is sold out, or were all of the shows previously for Frozen Junior sold out, so now we had to add a fifth show?
So all the shows were actually sold out, so we added a fifth show, and nice. It actually sold out that day. So.
Oh, wow.
We have five shows, but they're all sold out.
That's pretty incredible. Have you guys ever been into any of those performances? I know Ryan Mahan has been here for about a year now or so, but have you been to any of the performances that they've done over there at Spencer Rounds?
Yes. So since Ryan Mahana has gotten here, he's just kind of transformed our theater department. There's just like a life back on the stage, and it's so fun. Children's Summer Theater is just really fun, along with the spring musical as well. Yeah. But just getting the community out there and seeing all the kids and all the hard work. They share the same office building that we do, and so we get to see them every day come in, and the hard work they put in is just exciting, so I'm really excited to see it.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. And for it to sell out in a day, you had to add a fifth show, and then it looks like the town wants a sixth one as well. Don't know if we've got the energy for that, but again, that's pretty cool, happening at the end of July. And then before you know it, August is going to be here. As I had mentioned, pump the brakes a little bit, even though I don't have to worry about school. It's going to be coming up right around the corner. But fall classes, they start August 13th. So with that, again, for any kids that are interested in enrollment down there, do you guys have any, you know, tips, suggestions? Kind of the similar with the summer classes with FAFSA, is that probably a great place to start?
Yeah, it'll be about the same as your summer classes, as cool. you would handle them.
Gotcha. And what I've learned as well, kind of with these things, is your advisors, things like that, is a great place to start. Like if you just had graduated from high school and you don't really have any idea of where you're going with it, you know, it's good to come in. And I've learned Coffeyville Community College as well, very open to kind of answering questions for any of those kids as well. So you guys do a great job with transparency as well. So again, speaking with Kelsey White and Chris Adams from Coffeyville Community College, ladies, thanks so much for coming in this morning and speaking with us on behalf of CCC. Any final notes or shout outs that you wanted to get out there for our listeners?
No, I just wish everybody a happy and fun and safe 4th of July.
Absolutely. And you guys as well, enjoy a great holiday and a great what was that, be Thursday, Friday, 4-day weekend for you guys? Is that what it sounds like? Yeah, 4-day weekend. Okay, so Kelsey White and Chris Adams, thank you guys so much here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.